And this news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news. Huron County Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, July 14th, in the boardroom at the County Building in Bad Axe on the third floor. According to the preliminary agenda, the board will interview candidates to fill the vacant commission seat for District 6 that was opened when Joe Murphy immediately resigned from the board on June 29th. Those who are vying for the position are Marvin Coughlin and Green Cook to fill the unexpired term that goes until December 31st of 2028. Some of the other items on the agenda include the proposed signing of an agreement of a permit application and site plan reimbursement agreement between Huron County and Ranger Power for the Pine Sap Solar Project. And the board's also expected to make appointments to boards and commissions. And the Meade Township Board of Trustees approved changes and adjustments to the solar ordinance that had been adopted in 2025. The Meade Township Planning Commission recently approved revisions to the previous solar ordinance. One of the proposed changes was to decrease solar development to 800 acres from 1,800 acres that had passed the board previously and been approved. After a brief discussion, the Board of Trustees approved the Planning Commission's recommendation to reduce the number of acres for solar development from 1,800 to 800 acres. During the discussion, it was noted DTE's current solar development project in the township is 324 acres, so there are still 476 acres that are left for additional solar development while preserving farmland. There were also concerns expressed about possible contamination from damaged solar panels. It was pointed out that the issue is covered in previous ordinance and that the development company are also provided a bond that would cover the issue, and there were provisions for environmental testing. The Planning Commission also suggested the board deny any special use permit applications that exceed 10% of the agricultural land, and the board unanimously approved the suggestion. There were also some changes proposed to wording and sound levels. Because there were some additional changes proposed, it was decided there would be a public hearing in August to review them and for the Board of Trustees to adopt them or not. And Michigan health officials are reminding residents to thoroughly wash fresh fruits and vegetables as cases of the parasitic illness, cyclosporiasis, continue to increase across the state. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services reports nearly 1,000 confirmed cases, with more than 36 people being hospitalized. Investigators have not yet identified the source of the outbreak. Medical experts say the illness is caused by a parasite spread through food or water contaminated with human waste. Symptoms can take several days or even up to 2 weeks that often appear and include watery diarrhea, abdominal cramps, bloating, frequent bowel movements. Illnesses can last for weeks if untreated and can take up to a week to appear. Doctors recommend washing fresh produce carefully, especially herbs and berries, and cooking foods to at least 158 degrees Fahrenheit when appropriate, to help destroy the parasite. Anyone diagnosed with cyclosporiasis is encouraged to notify their local health department to assist with the ongoing investigation. We'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years' experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle that comes with peace of mind, then you need to come shop at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Every vehicle we sell that isn't on our economy lot comes with a warranty at no additional cost to you and no confusing fine print. This week I'm featuring a 2021 Chevy Equinox. It's all-wheel drive and like new with only 23,000 miles. You get Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, heated cloth seats, remote start, power liftgate, and a backup camera with parking sensors and more. It's priced to sell at $22,780. If you are looking for a compact SUV that's good on gas, we have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's also low mileage for the year, with 41,000 miles. It's the top trim and fully loaded. Come take it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,580. Need a third row? We have a 2020 Ford Explorer. It's also packed with features. You get heated seats front and back, heated steering wheel, four-wheel drive, remote start, Bluetooth, navigation, a backup camera, and a ton more. It has 90,000 miles, and we're asking $21,980. If you need a truck, we just got in a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Super Crew Cab. It's four-wheel drive, has a 5-liter V8, towing package, a backup camera, and Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. We're asking $29,980.
And we're back with your national and international news. The tech world is bracing for a legal clash of titanic proportions as Apple files a massive lawsuit against OpenAI. Taking a page out of Steve Jobs' historic playbook, Apple claims that a former senior product design executive who defected to OpenAI carried out a calculated months-long campaign to harvest trade secrets. The lawsuit alleges intellectual property theft that could directly impact the next 20 years of consumer electronics and artificial intelligence integration. OpenAI chief Sam Altman reacted swiftly on social media, stating he respects Apple but is not intimidated by the legal onslaught. Silicon Valley insiders say the case could permanently redraw the boundaries of executive poaching and proprietary AI development. And the humanitarian crisis in Venezuela is deepening by the hour following last month's twin catastrophic earthquakes. Government officials confirmed today the official death toll has tragically climbed to 4,490, with over 16,000 citizens injured and tens of thousands completely displaced. Search and rescue operations are slowly transitioning into a massive desperate recovery and sheltering effort. Nearly 100 temporary camps have been erected, but international aid groups warn of severe shortages of clean water, medicine, and adequate sanitation. The economic cost of rebuilding shattered infrastructure is projected to cripple the nation's fragile economy for a decade. And that's been a look at your news this hour. Brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
At McKenzie Jewelers, we believe every piece of jewelry holds a unique story.
whether it's a symbol of love, a celebration of a milestone, or simply to treat yourself. At McKenzie Jewelers, we're here to help you find something truly special. From classic diamond studs to elegant stackable bands and show-stopping necklaces, our collection has something to fit every occasion and every budget. Each piece is hand-picked for its exceptional quality, beauty, and timeless appeal. With McKenzie Jewelers, it's not just about jewelry. It's about creating lasting memories with personalized service and a team dedicated to finding something that comes from your heart. You won't just leave with a purchase, you'll leave with a cherished keepsake. Visit us today. We're located on the north side of BedEx, or go to mckenziejewelers.com and let us be part of your unforgettable moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of BedEx.
McKenzie Jewelers of BedEx, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of BedEx is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.